The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Afif El Koufash is with me now, though. He's a clinical professor of paediatrics at the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland and working in the Rotunda as well. Afif, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So hand, foot and mouth. My kids are 8 and 10. Right. We've been through this, through creche. They both came home with it. Awful bloody thing.
Yeah.
But you kind of just batten in the hatches and get on with it. What is it exactly?
So hand, foot and actually it should be called hand, foot, mouth and bum disease. But that's a bit of a mouthful because it actually affects almost all of your body. It is a very common virus, Coxsackie virus, that belongs to the enterovirus group of viruses. And they are present in stool. They love hard surfaces. They love moisture and they love cold temperatures. Ireland weather, basically, throughout the winter. And they're quite stubborn in that they can stay alive on surfaces for days, sometimes weeks. So that's how they spread. So they basically infect children, usually under five. So you're sort of seeing the end of it from with your kids. But children under five are the most vulnerable because they haven't been exposed to the virus before. Usually starts with a fever, a sore throat, poor appetite, a bit of, you know, lethargy thrown down, things like that. So your typical viral infection, but then you begin to develop these typical sores, blisters around the mouth, hands, feet, and also around the bum area as well. And they're usually quite characteristic in that they're tiny little 5 millimeter rugby balls that are blistery and they have this kind of pinkish gray hue. They usually last for about 7 to 10 days and then they disappear. Quite infectious. We worry about it because it is quite contagious. So if it is present in a creche, for example, it can spread pretty much like wildfire. The worry about it is a couple of things. It's a nuisance for parents because you have to keep kids at home for as long as the blisters go away. And that can sometimes be, you know, up to a week, which, you know, with childcare and having to be at work can be a real pain. But also the blisters sometimes inside the mouth can make it really difficult for a child to actually stay hydrated. And that's when they actually need to go into hospital. So oftentimes we worry about the kids not being able to take in fluids because it's quite sore.
Okay.
So it's really important to try and keep your child hydrated.
And the reason we're talking about it is because it just came up in conversation here amongst some of the Hard Shoulder team who've got kids of that age, you know, under five, and they're hearing about it now doing the rounds. Is it kind of doing the rounds because it's seasonal and this is just when they're all kind of back indoors, back in creche?
So it's a perfect storm. You know, everybody's back in creche. It's now cold. You know, we're all kind of going indoors. We're all mixing in indoors, small, and everybody's going back to creche now. And that's why it's love spreading in creches, because creches have loads of hard surfaces that kids love touching. Hand washing may fall down by the wayside sometimes. And that's why you get this kind of perfect storm when the sort of school or creche season starts.
I think for a lot of people, for a lot of parents as well, what's jarring about it is it's often the first significant thing that the kids come home with. You know, they often, like the sniffles and things like that, they often do a high temp, the unexplained high temp for 24 hours. You know, we're all used to that. It goes away of its own accord. This is kind of often the first big thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it looks awful.
It does. And the problem is that a lot of the cases are actually asymptomatic. So a lot of the kids that have this high unexplained fever, a bit of a sore throat, are actually hand, foot and mouth disease that is asymptomatic.
Yeah.
And then you sort of say, oh, I'll just give them paracetamol and send them into creche, they'll be grand. And then they spread it to everybody else. So how would it shows itself on different kids is quite different. So some kids can go around quite asymptomatic. And that's why it's actually hard to see or hard to know how prevalent it is.
So is there anything that determines whether your child is going to be one of those asymptomatic spreaders or not? You don't look at the draw.
Absolutely not. And the problem is you can still shed the virus in your stool as a child for weeks on end after you get the infection. And sometimes that's how it actually spreads. The sores go away, the blisters go away, the kid returns back to normal in terms of how well they're feeling, the fever goes away, but they're still shedding the virus.
Yeah, through their stool. And kids, of course, notoriously good at washing their hands and everything like that.
And that's why things like teaching your kids washing their hands. And top tip for parents, what I find really helpful in getting the kids into the hand washing routine is to get those soap dispensers that dispense foam straight away.
Yes, you know, I love that.
They're great for kids. They can play around with them and then they actually end up lathering their hands fully. Don't bother getting the ones that they have to lather themselves. They're never going to do it properly. But the ones that come out foamy, they cover their hands and make sure you teach them how to cover their hands. Make it into a toy or into a game, and that's how they end up, you know, getting into good
that's very
hand,
clever.
Hand washing hygiene.
If the kids do come home with it, you notice the blisters. Is there anything you can do beyond just giving them a bit of Calpol if they have a temp?
Give them Calpol, give them Nurofen. Another top tip is these mouth sores can be quite sore with acidic things. So maybe avoid fruit juices and maybe some citric fruits while they have that, because it can actually be quite painful. Softer yogurts and more sort of less citrusy things will help them maintain their hydration a bit better. It's all about symptom management. So giving them Calpol, giving them Nurofen. And again, you can give Calpol and Nurofen at the same time to really get on top of it, provided you don't overdose on each one individually. They're totally fine to give at the same time. That really brings the temperature down, controls the pain, keeps them well hydrated, and then just offer them sips of things throughout the day to keep them hydrated, to try and avoid getting them into hospital.
And that's the main thing. Keep them hydrated. Make sure there's fluid in them. How long, you say kind of once the spots, the little rugby balls, the little rugby ball blisters disappear, is it once they scab over or gone completely?
Yeah, usually once they're well scabbed over and gone, they're less infectious. But as I said, they can remain.
Yeah.
Kids can still shed the virus. And that's why it spreads like wildfire pretty much, because a lot of the spread happens with asymptomatic people. Adults can get it. And adults can shed it as well. The problem with adults is that we're more likely to be asymptomatic with it. You know, so if a kid brings it back to the household, everybody has it.
So the advice to avoid it is?
The advice to avoid it is...
You can't.
well, sticking to the real basics of you know, hand hygiene.
Okay,
hand
yeah.
washing is huge. Keep surfaces clean. The doorknobs and the door handles.
Okay.
They're the ones to keep wiping with things to keep them clean as well. And also, you can actually teach kids cough etiquette from a very young age. Get them to cough into a tissue and throw it away.
But you know what's amazing? The kids who are like my kids' age cough into their elbows because of COVID. They just learn to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
You can actually teach them. So those three big things, keep the hands clean and washed, keep the surfaces, you know, as much as you can, as much as it's practical, clean, and also teach your kids cough etiquette. That's how you can try and avoid it.
Afif El-Kafash. Afif, thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.